That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and happy Easter to everybody. Happy spring to everybody. And I hope your weather is clearing up. Ours is up here. I'm in New Hampshire. Last weekend, we had 18 inches of snow, but it disappeared in 3 days. So I'm glad about that. I know that the ground was happy to receive the water. So I'm thankful for that. Well, tomorrow is April Fool's Day, but April is creating its own April Fools because tomorrow Mercury retrogrades. April is the turning point for this year. This month, two powerful astrological events will change the world forever. Just watch. One is the solar eclipse in Pisces next Monday, the 8th. And the other is the Jupiter and Uranus conjunction. And it's really between April 13th and April 20th because it takes a few days. But it conjuncts exact on April 20th. The entire month will be hugely intense and major events that are going to rock the world. April is going to be a very exciting month. So these two remarkable events are going to bring us a new way of life, with a lot of the older ways discarded and unable to continue to be present in our lives. I've been looking forward to April 2024 ever since the last total eclipse we had in Leo across America in 2017, because this one brings us the conclusion of an era and opens up new energies for us to explore and experience. And it's very exciting. The first giant event is the full solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th. They are the reason that we can make predictions. Eclipses are incredible because they involve the sun, the moon, the earth, and the nodal axis this time, the north and the south nodes. These nodes are what determine so many things. I've often been asked, what is the most important part in an astrological birth chart? And my answer has always been the nodes. Just show me the nodes. They determine the soul lessons and what the area of soul growth will be in the current lifetime. They are your destiny, and all the ancient cultures knew about these life points. All the ancient cultures could predict eclipses because of the nodes. Of course, the eclipses will be experienced all over the world, but it's up to us to decide how we're going to handle the energy. And the path, the lineup, goes right smack dab through the center of the United States. The eclipse path is where it will be the most visible on the planet Earth. The last eclipse we had in August of 2017 was from the opposite end of the country. And now the points will be crossed at Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, and Indiana. 2017 went from the northwest to the southeast. And in 2024, the eclipse goes from the southwest to the northeast. If you look at the partial eclipse we had last October, those points crossed in Texas, and they're going to come up through the border. These are powerful because they signal to us that something big will occur in whatever areas are crossed, especially that's where the energy is magnified. The nodes, now in Aries and Libra, take 18 years to move through all the signs of the zodiac. Because Aries and Libra are being the north node and are the beginning of the zodiac, we all know that the 18-year cycle ended. It ended with the Pisces nodes, and a new one has just begun because Aries starts the zodiac chart. Couple that with Pluto changing signs, which happens every 240 years, and we are really in a cosmic new beginning. I hope you can feel it. It's all for healing. Remember that. Everything that's happening is for healing on many, many levels. The last time the nodes were in these signs, Aries and Libra, was in 2005 and 2006. And what happened then? That was monumental in the world. We had a Kashmir earthquake. We had an Indonesia earthquake. The Catholic Church inaugurated a new pope, and I think that's going to happen again this year. The Hubble Space Telescope found new moons around Pluto. And the first ever military exercise happened between Russia and China. Hurricane Dennis hit Florida, and Hurricane Katrina hit the Keys, the Gulf of Mexico, and Houston. And we all remember Hurricane Katrina. Then there was the Corella Rilets in Australia. The Mars orbiter landed on Mars for the first time. Mount Cleveland erupted at Four Peak Mountain for the first time in 10,000 years in Alaska. North Korea tested its first nuclear device. A series of floods happened in Malaysia and it displaced 400,000 people. And at the end of 2006, Saddam Hussein was executed. He was executed on New Year's Eve. Those are really solid, important Earth events. We go back to the one before that in 1986 and 87, and that's when the Berlin Wall came down, and there was a significant stock market crash as well. Then in 1968, we had two assassinations, Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy. And then if you go back to 1945, that's when we dropped the bomb on Japan. So don't expect everything to happen on April 8th, because these nodes are with us until 2025. But we will have some catastrophic historic events within that time. I'm trying to show you how important and impactful this particular eclipse will be. It's very different from the others that we've had in the past. Not only is this eclipse happening, but another big event is coming that will change the world. Jupiter-Uranus will come together in Taurus, and they exactly conjunct on April 20th, affecting people born from the late 1930s to the mid of 1940, most of 1940. This is what I call the Great Awakening. Uranus is a planet of sudden, unexpected changes. It is a planet that deals with electricity, energy, as well as shocking events and unexpected changes. Like a lightning bolt change, it's shocking and awakening. Jupiter magnifies whatever is happening. This conjunction is not rare. They come together about every 14 years. And in 2010, 14 years ago, I wrote the book Ascension, and I was on Coast to Coast AM for the first time. And I also started this radio show at PBS Radio. In this sign, at that degree, the last time was about 2,000 years ago. We all know what happened 2,000 years ago. We're celebrating it today. The energy represents cutting, a blade. It feels like the Baltimore Bridge collapse, for example. Put all this energy together, and we're experiencing a new birth. Something new is coming. A transformation is happening. Another thing Uranus rules is computers. We have the onset of AI. Much of our new technology will be amazing. We don't even know where AI is headed. We have cars that drive themselves, machinery that flies. We have hospital assistance. We have so many things coming with relation to healing the body. It's going to be astounding and phenomenal. I know life is going to get very much better with a lot of these discoveries. Also visible will be something called the Devil Comet. So all this cosmic activity adds up to a new birth, a new beginning for everyone. All of this is a start, a process. Over the next 18 months, and you will sense it, you will feel it, you will know it. It certainly is time for a new start for humanity. As we go into this new moon in Aries, astrology casts the chart as the birth chart of this next year. This chart tells everyone what the whole year is going to be like. A yearly new moon chart does not always contain the nodes. The chart is cast without the karmic nodes involved. It only happens every 18 and a half years that includes the nodes, which may be why very powerful world events are going to happen during this time. 2024 will bring us incredible shifts and changes that will be off the chart, so much so that we can hardly write down what they really will be. May I remind you that Mercury is retrograde in Aries. It starts tomorrow, April 1st, hitting the nodes as well. It won't move into Taurus until about May 15th. People will be out of their minds. They're not thinking clearly. They tend to be obsessive compulsive. People are going to have some insane thoughts and speculations. Just look what they did to Princess Catherine when she was sick and out of sight. They were cruel and unforgiving. The look at the royal family. Look at Trump and Biden, and look at some of Trump's court cases. It's been crazy. It's been insane. Stuff will be coming out in the news and social media. For this year's chart, I cast the longitude and latitude for Washington, D.C. That's how I can see what the year will be like in the United States. Actually, you can do this for any country in the world and get an impression of their upcoming energetic year. It's very interesting. The crossing points of the two eclipses, the one in 2017 and the one coming up next week, will be monumental. Part of it is in Texas, right at the border points. The migrants coming into Texas and dispersing throughout the U.S. are something very meaningful. The chart puts these points in the ninth house, the house of laws and regulations for a country. Many laws and regulations will change. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction sits in the 10th house, which deals specifically with government and the leaders of governments. This indicates that we will have change of leaders. We will have an unexpected change of presidents, and we're also going to have a new pope. That's coming. Saturn is in the 8th house of other people's money and values. It's the most difficult house in the chart. It's also the house of sex and death. There's going to be leadership and financial changes in the USA over this next year. This time goes up to the next Aries new moon, which is March 29th, 2025. So now Saturn sits in the 8th house, next to Mars. Mars rules the 10th house of government and leaders. The 8th house is the house of scandals, death, secrets, difficulties, corruption around money with leaders. If you think you've seen all there is that's going to happen, think again. The changes that are coming will blow your mind. Most of us have been feeling this for a long time. We know something big is coming. All these astral points is the indication that I need of what's going to be happening throughout this next year. This is part of why I can write you all this great information for every week on the show. This April 8th is the true starting point of so many changes to come. So the energies of these two houses, the 8th and the 10th, shows us what's going to happen this next year. Yes, we have the Aries new moon on the nodal axis showing a karmic year, and that means it's destined. But the big difference is that it's an eclipse. This only happens, as I said, 18 and a half years, and does not always involve the nodes. All the astrology points to at this time is bringing in monumental changes and transformation. No, it's not on the eclipse day, but within this next 18-month cycle. So everybody hold your breath and keep watch. I'm going to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back with more information after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of April 1st through April 7th, 2024. The quality of time in April is exceedingly intense and full of surprises. Expect the unexpected. The universe is playing its own April Fool's Day joke. Mercury goes retrograde on Monday and brings in a disturbing energy along with mishaps and miscommunication. This is not the time for negotiation or agreements, as others may not hold up their part of the bargain or commitment. Best to wait until after the 25th to extend the olive branch. Two important constellations will shape astrology events this month: a solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th, and the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus from April 15th through the 26th. Potent processes that require a lot of attention will kick off right at the beginning of the month as Mercury turns retrograde in Aries. Take great care when signing contracts and other consequential agreements until Mercury ends its retrograde phase on April 25th. Except for some energy-draining confusion on Monday and Thursday, the week is full of positive energy for work and romance. However, you will have to put the energy out there. These magical energies won't manifest without some intention and action on your part. Tuesday and Friday are excellent for brainstorming, seeking inspiration, and getting things done. Venus in Pisces reaches a conjunction with Neptune on Wednesday, April 3rd. This energy promotes teamwork and romance. The longing for an ideal world is palpable, but so is the discrepancy between desire and reality. 2 days later, Venus enters Aries, and the Aries Sun conjoins the Moon's node. Some people now feel the urge for an adventure. Check everything well before you act. Things could subsequently develop in an unexpected momentum of their own, with Mercury retrograde, perhaps not to your liking. Whether you want to tackle chores, catch up on work, paint the town, or find your soulmate, Saturday's abundant energy provides everything that you need and more. Sunday's softer, quieter vibes bring a gentle, courtly love, so much so that your romantic suitor could magically appear if you dare to venture out and look for him. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to ask a question or book some time with me for a reading, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back, and that was our weekly cosmic tip. I want to remind you that this is being recorded, and it's best that you download it, because at the end of the show, I'm going to be telling every sign what's going to be happening to them after we have the eclipse. Now, I've only been able to do 6 of them this week. I'll do the other 6 next week. And next week, I'm going to be talking about the Antichrist. So that's going to be very interesting, too. Well, let's get back to the energies. Ironically, we have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction 12 days following the eclipse. Now, let's talk about it. Jupiter expands whatever it's next to. It makes things bigger. And it happens in Taurus, which rules money, values, beauty, and the food chain. Uranus also rules visionaries, awakening, astrology, which could become mainstream pretty soon. I'm going to do my part to make sure that it does, because this is a marvelous tool that can help everyone in every way. Events, transformation, personal advice, and energy. when to have medical procedures, when to start projects. It's a wonderful tool. It's the oldest science in the world, and it's about to make a major comeback. It hasn't really made a major comeback, but it's about to. Now, Mars will be coming together with Saturn, causing some major setbacks and blows this month. Keep watch. Things become more intense, along with some crazy happenings economically in the world, because it's in the eighth house. Mercury retrogrades tomorrow, April 1st. And I hope you got all your important things done, because this is a time to pull back and analyze what's happening around you. Mars conjunct Saturn can bring violence, loss, turmoil. Because of the close proximity to Neptune, it can indicate illness, disease, or war. This will be a quiet month with the eclipse, the crossing of two eclipse points, Texas and St. Louis and Indianapolis. Those are the three cities that I'm getting flashes about. Texas, St. Louis, and Indianapolis, the border into Texas, as well as the awakening points of Jupiter and Uranus. If you know all of this is about to happen, how can you prepare mentally and emotionally? This is an extreme time. People will be acting totally irrational, off the charts. If you're listening to this program, I know you are a good person with good intentions, a person of light, a person of goodness, kindness, and lovingness. As you well know, there are forces of good and evil. We are in a planet of duality, dark light, good bad, night, day, sun, moon, a planet of duality. When you come from good intentions, from the positive side, choosing the positive, to always do good, to want the planet to excel, and for others to do as well, and when you come from the cosmic light, you're protected. You are really protected. There's a reason that you are on this planet right now. You are here to spread the light. The light is the most important thing at this time. The dark is being extinguished. It's being melted. It's being turned into fog and floating away. All the ugliness and the darkness that has prevailed for so long. But the light is getting stronger, stronger and stronger. And that is why we have so much going on, both on the planet and in the heavens. Sure, the darkness, the negative, wants to take over. But it's losing the battle. Yes, it's making a lot more noise. And I told you it would. But it's happening less and less and less. There's no strength to it. Why? Because people are waking up. People are made aware of the reality of everything, of the truth that's happening of this planet, and secrets and lies are coming to the light. They are coming from a desire, the good people are coming from a desire to help one another, to be good, to be loving and caring. And when you come from this place again, you are protected. So, here's what you can do. You have to do this. You have to trust. You have to be strong and know that this whole process is happening for a divine reason. You will be protected and have the trust and knowingness that no matter what happens around you, you are extending the love of the light. This is the great awakening. This is the healing, and this is what's happening. You're a very special person, and you listeners are here for a very special reason. Never forget that. Be courageous and strong, and always know that you're protected. You're holding a light. You're helping the universe bring in this new transformation, this new awakening, this time and era historically in the world. Together, we're going to make this planet a better place for future generations. Planet Earth is a beautiful place to be. The corruption and the darkness has made it look like a bad place. It's going to get better, and this I can reassure you. I want you to have the trust and the knowing to be strong and courageous and always know that you are protected. I want to tell you the story of what happened to me this weekend, because I really know that I'm protected. So we had 18 inches of snow, and I'm sitting here in the house Saturday and Sunday last weekend, hearing a strange motor engine noise outside. I didn't really know what it was, but it was getting on my nerves. I hadn't heard it before. So on Monday morning, I called my plumber, and I asked him to come over. I said, can you come and turn this off? It might be the generator, and it's making such a noise. Well, he started to laugh. He laughed and laughed and laughed, because he knew I hadn't been outside, and he knew I wasn't aware of what was going on, which was true. I was so busy writing for the show. So he said, call your electric company and see if there's any power on the street. So I called my electric company, and I found out that my power had gone out Friday night at 9 o'clock and did not come on until Monday night at 11 p.m. That's 2.5 days, almost 72 hours. And that generator didn't give a beat. And I didn't know it because I had never had to have the generator on. I just think that is the funniest story. And it showed me how protected I was. I was lucky to have the generator, but I never thought I would ever go 2.5 days without needing any attention. What a fabulous thing to know about. And it was a perfect example of how we're all protected. The next thing I want to say to you is seriously consider getting your house a protective safeguard so that people can't enter without your knowing it. You need to do that for this next year. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take our half-hour break. And I'll be back, and what I'm going to do is give you a glimpse of what's in store for you after the April 8th eclipse. So we'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Oh,
Happy Easter, everybody. So now I'm going to give you a glimpse of what's in store for you after the eclipse. And what I'm talking about will be lingering for 6 months to a year or longer. So these are the energies that are coming. Now, if you have an Aries sun or an Aries rising sign, the polyp of planets will be in your 12th house. This house deals with bringing things to an end. There will be a big finale for what you need to let go of and release. The 12th house deals with your sleep. And with all this activity, you could find that you have the most vivid dreams after you finally get to sleep. Understand that that's part of these energies as well. However, you will be receiving some prophetic and profound information. Pay attention, keep a journal, and listen to what your subconscious mind is trying to tell you. The 12th house deals with secret enemies, and some people could be talking behind your back. Stay away from dark places. Be careful in the streets at night, and don't get involved with gossip of any kind, especially around the workplace. This will bring you trouble. Remember, if people are talking about you behind your back, chances are you have something that they want, and that's their problem, not yours. The 12th house also deals with foreign lands and countries. You might be traveling to a foreign country or dealing with others in a foreign country. The 12th house also deals with things from out of the past, psychological experiences. Some of the dark places that are in your past are coming up for you to review and let go of. This is a time for healing. Whatever has been bothering you, it's time to let it go with completion and ending. So you have quite a challenge, Aries, but it's certainly going to make you a happier, more rested, more vital person. If you have a Taurus sun or a Taurus rising, some interesting people from your past will come back as friends. This is an excellent time for meeting very interesting people, for forming new friendships, and meeting very influential people who will enter your life. This is also a time for great gains. Venus and a cluster of planets will be in your 11th house. The house of love received brings in great communication and some fascinating people. The new friends and new people will be record breaking. With older siblings, you may have some run-ins with them, and you may have to work out several issues. There is probably something you have to work and put straight with a brother or a sister who is older than you. This house also deals with leadership positions, especially with humanitarian causes. Take a look at the disease center and look at what's happening with that leader lately. A lot's going on. You may want to come together with others and create and do something meaningful for the world. With money, the gains you'll have, you could be receiving a pay increase, and this money will come to you in large sums. Maybe you sold a property or a project that you know will sell, or an inheritance arise. All this will be very surprising, but focus on getting connected, meeting important people. Sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know. And that's Taurus. Now, if you have a Gemini sun or ascendant rising sign, With these astral energies, your career perspectives are going through the roof. Somehow, you're being noticed. There's a lot, some kind of time frame here. You're coming into the limelight, and you are going to be famous in whatever area you're working with. Your reputation is growing in a positive way. 10th house deals with fame and fortune. With an exalted Venus, Mercury and Jupiter move into the 10th house. This is a time of great expansion with your work. People will recognize you, know the work you do. It's a time when you're going to feel a sense of purpose. Everything about you becomes more elevated and expansive. If you work for someone else, you could get a promotion, a raise. You will gain public recognition. If self-employed, this is the time to expand your business. Expand it big time. You will be getting the results you've been wanting. Whatever you've been focusing on, you're on an all-time high. This is the month that things will begin to expand, blow up, and you won't believe it. All the things you've been wishing and hoping for with your work and career is at the culmination point. So get ready, Gemini. This is an exciting time for you. Expansion, good things, recognition comes from these eclipses for Gemini. Wow, that's great. Now, if you have a Cancer sun sign or a Cancer rising sign, the stellium, which is a gathering of planets, come together in your 9th house, the house of luck and blessing. Brings a very fortunate time for you, Cancer. You may feel like you're back in school because you're learning so much about spirituality, truth, and your mind is opening to too many new ideas, and you might even be doing something different with these new ideas in your work. If you're not teaching, then you're learning. Your mind is expanding in such an important way, and it could be time for an important trip far away, distant travels, overseas. This will expand your mind and your consciousness. These energies are creating a new opening and awareness for you. If your father is still around, you may find there's something going on with that that can bring you closer together. Something you may need to talk about. Something you may need to do. These will be very intense energies. If he is no longer around, then there will be memories and things that come up. Big events or experiences from out of the past that happened with you and your father. If that happens, get quiet. Go within. Put a light on it. Bless it and let it go. Let it go out into that fog with all the rest of the negative energy. And you will feel closer. You will feel closer. And you can do that whether a parent is living or not living. You can change your history. You can change your karma by doing forgiveness after death. That's good to know. Okay, if your sun is in Leo or your rising is in Leo, this energy brings a time of searching, deep, profound, and even karmic introspection, psychological realizations about your past, about who you are. Some of these memories may be very difficult, a little bit painful, but through this awakening and knowing these discoveries, maybe you'll find things out you never knew about. This energy will lead you to the most important healing of your life. Leos, be aware that there is something deep and profound within you that you have to know. You have to find it and bring it up to the light. It may not be easy to find this out, but it will be remarkably healing in the long run. This can be a freeing up energy. It can avert disease and all sorts of very difficult issues. Even talking about disease, psychological problems, addictions. This knowledge can avert or even heal some of these dark-rooted issues. If you have been plagued with these issues for a long time, confronting them may be hard, but necessary. If there's something you've been researching where you want to get to the bottom of things, even genealogy, you will be successful during this time. The 8th house is a house of deep research. A big light goes off in your head and you find the answers. This is record-breaking. It's profound. It can also bring you money from other people. The 8th house rules other people's money. Maybe a lottery win. Some kind of explosive hit that comes from others. Maybe an inheritance, a settlement. An insurance policy comes to you from someone who really loved you and you didn't even know about it. There you go, Leo. You really have some good things coming. And the last one we're doing for tonight is Virgo. If you have a Virgo sun or a Virgo rising, many things are about to explode in your relationships. Eclipses bring things out you didn't know. You might find out something about your partner that you didn't know. It will be explosive. Or there's something your partner might discover about themselves, which can affect your relationship because they will be feeling very different about everything. Things are shifting. Things are changing. You'll find out things you never knew. It could be about their health. It's not necessarily anything about betrayal issues. However, there is something nudging you, something inside. You feel something is wrong with your partner or with your relationship. It's a sixth sense. Remember, when you get the nose mixed in with the eclipses in the 7th house, there is something you've been avoiding. If there's something in your relationship that has you walking on thin ice, this is a time it's going to come out in the open. This energy will be very explosive, but hopefully it will lead to a remarkable healing, because that's what this energy is here for. That's why so many things are happening, to heal and to make things better in the long run. This energy can also deal with business partners. Now, if you're not in a relationship, this could bring in a new one that is simply off the chart, outrageously exciting, a foreigner, and it will be very dramatic. But it may not last because this energy is very erratic energy. This one could take you for a ride and be very exciting. And it could turn out to be a very good relationship. But the powerful energy will knock your socks off and take you for quite a roller coaster ride. So take a deep breath and let's hope it's a fun one. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I just gave the first 6 signs their information for what's happening to them personally during the eclipse. I would love you to email me, or you can call my 24-hour answering service, 201-934-8986, and leave a message about if you'd like to find out about yourself or you'd like to have a reading during this time because it will be very powerful. I've done a few of them, and they're all for all. They really are. Good things come out of it, and people can really lift their hurts and find a loving solution. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Well, we're going to go on with our song and William and the Moonlight, our meditation, and we'll end with Richard. Next week, don't miss it. Next week, I will be talking about the Antichrist. And it will be very interesting. Also, about the world powers and what the negative side is trying to bring us, which we have to override. So, I love working with you. Happy Easter to everybody. Happy spring to everybody. And I'll see you next week. Good night.
take me high and far tonight, sweet moonlight. You ride on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Will you take me to my dream? Carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight, oh, take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit, or the Chi, or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.